The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. I know how she feels is the subject. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been married for 13 years and I love my wife, but I'm conflicted because an ex has moved back to town to take care of her elderly mom. I love my ex's mother and I was helping to look after her after she broke her hip. My wife was fine with me checking in on her as long as my ex was not anywhere around. Now that my ex is back home, I have to cut ties with her mom because my wife said I can't go over there anymore. My wife does not care that my ex is not my type anymore or that she is overweight. She told me to stay away from her. I really did try to avoid my ex, but I couldn't stop checking on her mom cold turkey. So I've been sneaking over to the house a few days a week and I've been lying to my wife. Steve can't help it. I can't help myself because as soon as I saw my ex, it was on. No matter how hefty that woman is now, she still feels like she did years ago. I've been missing that feeling. It's like a warm glass of bourbon and a really expensive cigar. She's always been that good. And her weight makes it even better. We've been fooling around in her mom's house like we did when we were younger. I think her mom knows what we're up to. I feel dirty for cheating, and I can barely look my wife in the eyes. My wife would seriously hurt me if she found out, and she'd try to embarrass me because my ex is big now. I can't tell my brother or my friends what I'm doing because they would tease me. How do I get this feeling out of my brain so I can stop being a cheater?
God,
well, it sure didn't take you much time to jump back in bed with your ex. You said as soon as you saw her, it was on. So I have to start with this question. What do you want Steve and I to do? I mean, you're in it now. You're all the way in it. You are cheating on your wife with your ex, even though you told your wife you're not attracted to her anymore. You said she's not your type anymore because she's put on a few pounds. Well, pounds or not, or should I say hefty, you call the woman hefty, it doesn't matter. This extra weight doesn't matter. You wasted no time when you saw her. You certainly weren't thinking about your wife then. You weren't thinking about asking Steve and I what to do then. Now you're feeling guilty because you're in a full-fledged affair with your wife and with your ex, and you're sneaking around with her. This is not about her mother and you wanting to check in on her mother. That's a lie. It's all about you getting freaky with your ex-wife and loving it. And that's the problem, because in situations like this, once you get started, it's really, really hard to stop, like the song said. So what is it going to take for you to stop? That's the question. You know, Shot Rufus and Chaka Khan, once you get started, it's hard to stop.
Once you get started.
That song. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, yeah. Steve.
Well, you know, Shirley, you said something that sparked me. You said, what do you want Steve and I to do? Clearly, he is crying for help. Now, the reason he wrote this letter, crying for help, is because lying is involved. I'm here for that.
You're here for the lie.
I am here to help you lie, boy. Because before you mess around and lose your family. I've been married for 13 years. I love my wife. Come on. Facts. But I'm conflicted because an ex has moved back to town to take care of her elderly mother. Now, These are the facts, he said. He said, but I'm conflicted because an ex of mine moved back into town to take care of her elderly mother. Now, then all the information after this. I love my ex's mother and I was helping to look after she fell and broke her hip. My wife. Now, listen to me. I'm assuming you was married before. Because you called her your ex. Ex-wife, I'm assuming. And my ex's mother and I, well, my wife was fine with me checking on her as long as my ex was not around, not anywhere around. Now the ex is back home. I have to cut ties with her mama because my wife said that I can't go back over there no more. Because a woman knows. They know, dog. And my wife does not care that his... Now, here's where the lie starts. My wife does not care that my ex is not my type anymore. Or that she is overweight. See, That's what you told your wife. See, I really don't think the woman is that overweight. I think she's thicker than she used to be, but I don't think she's overweight or hefty at all. He told that to the wife. I don't want her. She ain't even my type no more. She done gained all that weight. No. She's thick now. You told your wife she was overweight. I'm telling y'all, I know how these things develop. And when we come back, I'm going to show you what didn't happen.
All right, hang on. Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I know how she feels. We'll get back into it right after this.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I know how she feels.
Shirley responded to this letter wonderfully. And Shirley's main question that sparked me was, what do you want Steve and I to do? Well, here's a man that's crying for help. And he needs help with these lies he done told. I'm here for it.
You're the man for the
but
job.
But I'm also going to tell you how big of a lie this letter is. He's been married 13 years. He's conflicted now. The ex didn't move back into town to take care of her elderly mother. The elderly mother was somebody he had stayed in contact with, and he loves his ex's mother and would go by and check on her because she fell and broke her hip. My wife was fine with me checking on her as long as my ex was not around anywhere. Now the ex didn't move back into town. Now my ex is back home, and the wife done told you to cut the ties with the mama. Don't go over there no more. Because I don't want you around that woman no more. Now, my wife does not care. Here's where the lie started. My wife does not care that my ex is not my type anymore or that she is overweight, boy. So this dude done told, when she found out that the daughter had moved back into town, the wife told him, don't go over there no more. He said, girl, she ain't even my type no more. She done gained all this weight. She overweight and everything. That's what he told her. She said she don't care that your wife ain't your ex ain't your type. She told me to stay away from her. Now, here, second part of the lie. I really did try to avoid my ex. But I can't stop checking on her mama cold turkey like that. She need me. I love her. I'm a decent human being. So, Mr. Decent Human Being, I love her. I've been sneaking over to the house a few days a week. a few days a week. what did she break, dog? I've been sneaking on her a few days a week, and I've been lying to my wife. Then this is where the direct thing happened in this letter. He came directly to me. Listen to this line, y'all. He says, Steve, I can't help myself. Because as soon as I saw my ex, it was on. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. I thought she wasn't your type anymore. See, this, you turned your lie out of order. I thought she wasn't your type anymore and overweight. Steve, I can't help myself. But as soon as I saw my ex, it was on. Now, here come, I said she wasn't my type because she overweight. But as soon as I saw her, it was on. So how do I fix this part of the lie? Then he says, now, no matter how hefty that woman is now, she still feel like she did years ago. That's because she ain't hefty, dog. She just thick. She put on the right pieces. Got more to work with. That's what it is. So now, I've been missing that feeling. Then he tried to really draw me in. He says, like a warm glass of bourbon with a really expensive cigar.
Yep, that was for you.
I'm with you, dog. I'm in. I'm back up in here. If, smooth glass of bourbon and a cigar. You got Steve's undivided attention. I feel you, dog. Now I know. See, he done drug me into it, and now I know how difficult of a situation this man is in. You need prayer right now, dog, because there's nothing you could do. She's always been that good, and her weight makes it even better. That's because she's thick. We've been fooling around in her mom's like we did when we was young, and I think her mom know what we up to. Yeah, she knows. She, you over there too much. And you're married. And y'all in the back, you ain't still checking on her hip. You ain't went in there one time and asked how her hip was. Then here's what it is. Mom knows what we up to. I feel dirty for cheating. Listen to this line now. I feel dirty for cheating, and I can barely look my wife in the eyes. You have got to stop making eye contact with your wife. You gotta do that immediately, dog. Cause she gonna know. Crawl in that house. Crawl in that house, and you gotta come up with other reasons where you been. Cause you keep, I can barely make eye contact. That's right, man, cause you know you're wrong. My wife would be seriously hurt. Yes, she would. If she found out. And she tried to embarrass me because my ex is big now. Man, boy, get off of that. What that got to do with it?
Steve.
I can't tell my brother or my friends what I'm doing because they would tease me. Okay, don't tell nobody. Shut your mouth. Quit telling people and quit making eye contact with your wife. All your problems will be solved if you quit looking at your wife and quit trying to tell somebody. How do I get this feeling out of my brain so I can stop being a cheater? Hard to get that bourbon and cigar out your brain, dog. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's one of my main problems I got right now is them cigars. That's my main problem. I can't help you, dog. Sure appreciate you calling us, though. Hey, let me know how you and Big Girl work out.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.